Jess Belisle. Singer-songwriter Brian Bulger will be on KSMU's Studio Live this Friday. I spoke with him over the phone about releasing music content during a pandemic.
In 2019, I did a full album, and that was really where I first started seeing success, both with playing shows and, you know, with online presence with Spotify and things like that. So that's where kind of just it went from one level to the next, like pretty dramatically in that year until 2020 hit. Find a new way to do music. So I feel like one thing that was good, though, is that I, you know, I've seen more success with the online part of it than I had with playing shows. So I was kind of already used to, you know, relying on that. So when 2020 hit, I was like, well, I guess I can just do what I'm doing now, but I just don't play shows. With that in mind, you know, it has been a crazy experience, but and it has been better than I expected it would be. But there's kind of like this loneliness in the music industry now, longing to just be with people and share songs. And, you know, there's that community aspect that's kind of lacking. So that's probably the hardest part. You know, in the past, music is kind of a image thing sometimes, which I don't really like that about it as much. But a lot of the famous musicians of the past are famous because they were kind of pushing their image and also pushing their personality. And it wasn't just the music. They were changing the culture of what they're doing, you know. So I've noticed that social media with music is, you know, you don't just go on there and say, hey, I released a song, will you guys listen to it? It's like you kind of have to, like, build a fan base around the vibe you're putting off, if that makes sense. And I think it does pull people to, you know, listen to the music on Spotify and things like that. You know, it encourages them because they're like, oh, well, you know, I think this guy's a nice guy, and so I feel comfortable, you know, listening to his music, or I feel motivated to listen to his music, because I think if they didn't quite know who I was, if they didn't have an idea of what I was like, I don't know if there'd be as much of a pull to actually experience the music. In 2020, I kind of wanted to do something smaller, so that's why I did the EP. So I was already planning to do that, and I actually did record one of the songs and did a music video for it and released it before the pandemic hit in 2020. So unfortunately, it was like right when everyone was starting to get freaked out about COVID. But I released this music video, and I remember thinking, like, wow, this is going to be great. Like, this is, like, a big push for me. Like, I'm going to, like, really try to get a lot of press with this, things like that. But, you know, in literally the week leading up to releasing the music video is when everyone on social media was just concerned about the coronavirus. And so there was just not a lot of, like, room to talk about music. It kind of felt awkward to be like, yeah, I know the world's freaking out, but will you guys listen to my song?
Later in June, Bulger decided to make a video for his song Don't Go Gently with some help from his friends and fans.
Basically just asked people on social media, like Instagram mostly, to just send me any clips that they had of anything that made them feel fully alive, which is a very, you know, vague or broad thing. But
yeah.
I got a lot of really, really, really cool submissions for that, and I was really, like, inspired by that. So we just pieced them all together, and we also did some recording of me and Ellie Schmidley, the artist that was singing with me on the song. But the point was to just make something that, like, made people feel together, even if they weren't together, and also made us kind of feel like we were all sharing in something together, even though I couldn't even play a show. So it was really encouraging.
You can find Bulger's video for Don't Go Gently on our website, ksmu.org. Be sure to catch Studio Live Friday at noon. Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle. And if I make my bed in evidence, I won't be true.